Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather across Israel is calm and pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild night, while Jerusalem experiences a cool breeze. Haifa remains serene under the starlit sky. Here are today's headlines. First, the United States is revoking a license that allowed Iranian oil sales after recent attacks on tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. This is according to Ynet from earlier today. The U.S. criticized Iran's actions, which have raised oil prices. Also, the U.S. launched attacks in Iran following explosions reported on Keshem Island and in Bandar Abbas. This report comes from Israel Hayom just a short time ago. Also this hour, the IDF uncovered RPG and anti-tank missile launchers in a civilian home in southern Lebanon. This report is from the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Separately, Hamas has dissolved the Gaza government. A new peace board aims to judge progress by actions, not promises, as reported by the Australian Jewish News from earlier today. And finally, Israeli authorities are investigating the discovery of weapons in a home within the IDF security zone. This development is part of ongoing security efforts in the region. Here's what people are saying online. Eyal Yacobi, an analyst, posted minutes ago about U.S. military strikes on Iran in response to violations of the MOU by Iran. Hen Mazig, a well-known Israeli activist, wrote just now about the U.S. military's announcement of strikes against Iran. Emily Schrader, a commentator, also noted the U.S. military's actions against the Islamic Republic, posting minutes ago. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. decision to revoke the license for Iranian oil sales. According to Ynet, this move follows Iran's attacks on tankers near the Strait of Hormuz, a critical energy corridor. The U.S. described these actions as completely unacceptable. This decision could further impact global oil markets and strain U.S.-Iran relations. Turning to the U.S. military's recent strikes in Iran, reports from Israel Hayom indicate explosions in key locations such as Keshem Island and Bandar Abbas. The strikes are part of a broader response to perceived Iranian provocations. This escalation could have significant repercussions for regional stability. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF found RPG and anti-tank launchers in a southern Lebanon home. The home is within the IDF security zone, highlighting ongoing tensions in that area. This discovery underscores the continued security challenges facing Israel along its borders. On the diplomatic front, Hamas dissolving its government in Gaza marks a significant political shift. As noted by the Australian Jewish News, a new peace board has been set up to monitor real progress. Israel, however, remains skeptical, dismissing the move as mere political maneuvering. On the economic front, first, DeepSeek is advancing its technology by developing a custom inference chip. This move aims to reduce reliance on foreign tech, according to CTEK's report from earlier today. Separately, the Supreme Court has warned that ignoring its rulings could expose public servants to lawsuits. This follows the government's decision not to comply with a specific ruling. Globes provides the details from their report earlier today. And finally, Samsung's recent announcements have led to a downturn in Asian stock markets. As Israel Hayom Business reports, concerns over artificial intelligence and the chip industry caused significant drops, including an 8% fall in Seoul. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.